We've been reaching out to musicians to get their take on the COVID era. We're asking them for an original song inspired by this dramatic moment in American life. We call it the Morning Edition Song Project, and today's guest is Colin Molloy. He's the lead singer of the band from Portland, Oregon, The Decemberists. When we contacted him, Colin had an idea that was ready to go.
It's one of those songs I don't think I ever really intended for any kind of public consumption. You know, sometimes you kind of scratch these things down to kind of capture a moment or some sort of observation of a moment.
The moment for Colin was back in April. It was early in the pandemic. Oregon had just issued its stay-at-home order.
I think it was sort of after that initial spike of anxiety had maybe passed a little bit, and yet it was still, you know, this really unknowable thing that was happening just outside the walls of our homes.
Colin was actually already spending a lot of time at home working on a book, though on this day he was procrastinating, watching a music documentary and thinking about the weirdness of it all. That is what we hear about in the song he's given to us. It's called Slint Spiderland.
I was watching a movie about Slint Spiderland, while the parasite outside belied the calls from high command.
Spiderland is a record by the Louisville, Kentucky band Slint. I mean, it's kind of arbitrary. It just happened that there's a documentary that one can watch online about the making of this really seminal and important indie record.
But why at this moment, when you're kind of thinking about this mysterious evil force outside the walls of your house, did this documentary strike you in some way?
Well, I wasn't necessarily the documentary itself. I don't know that it particularly spoke to the current moment in any way, other than it felt completely disconnected from it.
Come around to a clamp down, come around to
thing is about the lockdown and the quarantine. Once we got past the initial, like, how to get food, how to teach our kids and do our jobs at the same time, once that pattern had emerged, our lives were sort of bizarrely normal, where my day-to-day life of working on this book was totally the same as it had been in the sort of pre-pandemic times. And so I think that was the moment. It was like, here I am getting lost and watching this documentary. Meanwhile, this thing is happening outside.
There's a hole in your wall. There's a hungry, tall, fledgling, dark-winged junco. Baby, drag me in line. Tell me things are fine. And roll me over, baby.
Colin Molloy knows that he is fortunate, but like so many parents, he is worried about his two school-aged kids. They're 6 and 14. The eldest has autism and really needs the structure of school.
That was the real disruption and the real challenge, and continues to be. I think kids on the spectrum, the predictability of the day, has a huge impact on their well-being, on their development. And so the immediate emergency was to make sure that some kind of routine was in place, that we could try to keep his world at least at an even keel so that he didn't go spinning out because of it.
Then there are the protests, not far from Colin in downtown Portland. They've been going on nightly since the killing of George Floyd in May. I asked Colin about his role. There have been so many businesses and institutions wrestling with how to send a message of anti-racism without appearing performative. Does that sort of thought go through the mind of a musician in a band?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's an expectation as somebody with a platform and an audience to speak up and to amplify certain causes and voices. This one feels, in some ways, as like a white, cisgendered male, it's more delicate. I feel like the best thing I can do is to amplify other voices, particularly black voices, and to do what I can to be an ally. But yeah, the idea of performative activism is a fine line. I mean, you can't just stay silent, but it's sort of unethical to use those platforms, those voices, as a way to kind of put a spotlight on yourself.
Have you even thought about how to walk that fine line with your music in the months and years ahead?
I mean, of course, like anybody, this is a time for reflection and see where you have made mistakes and how you can be better in the future. And that's an ongoing thing for me. And it is certainly changing the way I write, if it's prose or song.
I said, jettison the lifeboats and maybe we'll survive. But the evidence suggested there'd be no one left alive. Come around.
Well, there is this line at the end of the song that I did want to ask you about. It's, so I headed to the market, took my life in my own hands, like those four boys in the quarry on the sleeve of Spiderland.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the cover of the album that you're writing about, you know, those boys are up to their neck in water, mm-hmm. but they're smiling at least.
That hadn't really occurred to me. I'm sure all kinds of things could be drawn there. I mean, I think our human imaginations inevitably draw these lines. When you're in the midst of this chaos, your mind inevitably makes connections. And that goes up to and includes the cover of these four guys submerged in a quarry in Illinois.
Like those four boys in the quarry on the sleeve of Spider-Man, come around.
Well, Colin, thanks so much for bringing the song to us and talking to us.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for having me.
Come around to the clap down.
That's the singer-songwriter Colin Molloy. His song for the Morning Edition Song Project is called Slint Spiderland, and you can hear a live version of it on the Morning Edition Facebook page or at Morning Edition on Twitter.